We are just scratching the surface, but we're going to have to finish scratching the surface today and leave other opportunities for people to be ma'ayin even more and take it to the next level. But for our purposes, at least, just to chazer a little bit and to address a number of loose ends, I want to come back to Rashi and maybe touch on the Rambam a little bit and just notice what we could say, what the possibilities are, what's maybe still difficult. Okay, so we have the basics are as follows. There's a notion called Tumas Eretz Ha'amim that exists if it's Mamish Chutz La'aretz in every respect. We have what's called a Tuma of Gusha and a Tuma of Avira. We saw that the Tuma of Gusha and Tuma of Avira came in different stages. At the end of the day, after the third stage, we have the Tuma of Gusha going as far as burning the Truma, because we view it as Vadai Tomei, that it came into contact with the Gush of Eretz Ha'amim. We have Tumas Avira that only went as far as Litlos. We don't eat it, we don't burn it, but at the end of the day, there was a Tuma also on Avira, that's Eretz Ha'amim proper. Then we have the idea of Surya, the status of Surya, which in some respects is Chutz La'aretz, some respects Eretz Yisrael. The way the Braisa lays it out, 3 and 3. So with regard to Afra, Afra is Tomei Kechutz La'aretz. But you can go in b'shita tevel migdal b'tahara, and that means seemingly, as the Gemara says, that al avira they were not gozer. They were not gozer on avira. What exactly goes into these particular terms, gusha and avira? So here we have an interesting thing, because our Gemara seems to assume, as well as the Gemara in Shabbos, that there was eventually a tuma and avira as well, and again that was not applicable in Surya. Yitzhak Sheni, we have the suffix in the Gemara in Nazir that raises a question whether was a Gusha, was it an Avira with a Nafkamina of Shita Tevel Migdal? That's the Gemara's Mibayit, Bayit the Loifshita. The Gemara brings it as a question. So how do you square that Gemara, which is a suffix, with the fact that we're assuming here in our Gemara in Shabbos that there was in fact a level of Tumas Avira in Eretz Ha'amim? So Tosus learned Pshat, that what the Gemara means to ask in that Gemara is not if there was a Tuma Savira, rather the nature of the Tuma of Avir, which we know existed, how do we view it? Do we view it as a geder of the Ma'al Alagush? So you have Magagush and you have Ma'al Alagush. And in which case it all derives from the idea of the possibility of Tumas Meis, that there were Meisim in Chutz La'aretz. Tosis calls it Meisei Mabul. Tosis also suggests maybe Meisei Yisrael. Why Tosis says Meisei Yisrael? We could argue because we know there's a shita that Meisei Akum not Metami Ba'oel. It could also be that Meisei Mabul also falls into that category because the Gemara says in Nida that Rav Shimon ben Yochai, who says that Akum not Metami Ba'oel only means Achar Hadibur, after Matan Torah. So it could be even Shimon ben Yochai would agree that Meisei Mabul would be Metami. Other is shown in the Rambam, Rashi learned that we're talking about mamish kvarim of non-Jews, in which case we'd have to go with the shita that may say akum armitame, right, if we talk about at least in terms of ohel. But either way, the question of the Gemara is, do we say that the geder of the tumas avira is because you're mal al gush, and therefore there could be a tuma that results from being mal al gush? But if that were the pshat, then there's a way to shield yourself if it's a proper ohel. If you view ozark as a proper ohel, then you wouldn't be tameh based on mal al gush. Or should we say that the geder of tumas avira is a new idea, as Tosa says, kidei shelo yetzei me'aretz chutz la'aretz. It's not rooted in the possibility of Tumah. It's a way of trying to establish people should not leave Eretz Yisrael to chutz la'aretz, and therefore this is why they will go as an avira. If that was the pshat, Tosa explains, there'd be no nafkamina what type of a OL, perfect OL could be, but it's not going to help you because l'maisa you are in the avir. This is how Tosa learns up the Gemara in Nazir, in which case Tosa comes back to the Lashonos of the Gemara in Shabbos. That's in one Tosis. Tosis over here discusses this, the Tosis, the Gemara by us. But the Gemara says, Gazu Avira, so of course there was a Gzeir Avira. But what does it mean? It means one of two possibilities. Plug in the two Tzadim of the Gemara and Nazir. Either Avira in the form of Mal Al Gush, or do we say Avira in the form of just being in the airspace because Shul Yetzi L'chutz La'aretz. This is the anchor of the Sugya L'fi Tosis, Tosis by us, El Eretz Ha'amim Tosis in Nazir as well. This is one Indian. We have to see if this is going to be perfectly appropriate and fitting within all the within Rashi, within the Rambam. But this is the Derech HaMelech, you could say, in the Sugya, where Tosis establishes in many places how to reconcile the Rishonus of the Gemara Nazir with what we find here and in Shabbos. The other big issue hovering over the Sugya, again, just to define the issues, is already a big step. So the other issue that is very much has to be addressed when we're in this Gemara, Kipshuto, is the Pashup Shat in the Mishnah in Olives. Mishnah says, Tosis quotes in the third Tosis on the Amud, Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel, lists a number of things that Amtami b'mago mas and not b'ohel. The first in the list is Etzem Kisaora. The second in the list is Eretz Ha'amid. So, wait a second. How could you list Eretz Ha'amid sometime in time b'ohel? L'maisa, l'maisa, whatever you want to call Avira. L'maisa, if you go into the Avir, Eretz Ha'amid, you're going to be Tamei. So how could it say that you're not Tamei the Oel? L'maisa, you are in the space of the Eretz Ha'amid. That's L'maisa, Tosis Kash. The Tosis has a number of suggestions to answer this Kash, and then we had a way of figuring out how to read the Tosis. So Tosis initially states that the point of the Mishnah saying not Matam Ba'oel would be that you're not actually entering the space of Eretz Ha'amid, because what you're doing is you're being mile on the Gush of Eretz Ha'amid, but where? The offer was taken from Eretz Ha'amim and brought to Eretz Yisrael, and you were over that. So L'maisa, you don't have the Tumas Ohel in that regard, because you're not obviously in the space of Eretz Ha'amim. Now, if you freeze the frame of Tosis with that Teretz, so you could read it as follows. Tosis would be saying, essentially, that the whole idea of Tuma of Ohel, of Avir, is only Shaykh when you're going in to Eretz Ha'amim. But if you're Mahil on the off of Eretz Ha'amim, there's no problem. But if that what Tosis means, and the Lashon of Tosis was, D'lo mitamei the mishum Avir asmo gaz, v'lo mishum ma'al gush. Right, so Tosis, well, that's the case of Ohel, that's not mitamei, because you're Mahil ala gush, but not in the Av of Eretz Ha'amim. In fact, the Masha. So Tosis seemingly is taking sides on what issue? On the Shaila and the Gemara Nazir. Because one possibility the Gemara raises is that the inyan of Tumas Avi, of Eretz Ha'amim, is Gafdi Malal Gush. Mali, if you're doing it in Eretz Yisrael, or in Eretz Ha'amim, Masi, Malal Gush, on offer, which is Mitame. So Tosis is seemingly ignoring the fact that we have a chora, two possibilities in the Gemara, and if you learn that Malal Gush is in fact what was the basis for Tumas Avir, then it should be the same problem. Why are you not Mitami Ba'ol, so to speak, when you're Malal Gush? Masha leaves it. The Maram says Tosis doesn't mean mamish that you're not Malal Gush. Tosis would agree that if you're in Eretz Ha'amim and you're Malal Gush, that yes. Because that's one possibility in the Gemara. Tosis means Dafka in this case, where the off was in Eretz Yisrael, that's where they one goes of Nishamal al Gush. Tosis means specifically there. You have to know what the difference would be. Why didn't they go that far? Could be because you're only choshish for an Etzem Kisaora, which is not Mitami Ba'ohel. If you're in Eretz Ha'amim, it could be a lot more than the Etzem Kisaora, so then you are Mal on a mace. Here, the likelihood of being Mal mace is much smaller, just a piece of a cloud of earth. So Tosis just means Dafka in this case. But Mestamba, the best pshat to read Tosis, is what the Maram Shif says. And he says, really, Tosis recognizes that there are two possibilities to work with. Tosis is saying this as the beginning of his explanation. So he's trying to work out different ways to learn pshat in the Mishnah in Olos, the Emetam Ba'ol, and he wants to go according to both Mahalchim. One Mahalch in Tumas Avir is Malal Gush. One Mahalach in Tumas Avir is Avir Mamish. So Tosis says, initially, Tosis is going according to the Pshat in the Gemara, the Pshat of the Gemara, the Gemara Shaila, that Tumas Avir is Mishum Avir Mamish. So Tosis says, so what was it in Mitami Ba'o? Maisa, you're in the Avir, you are Mitami Ba'o, you Maisa physically are in the Avir. So Tosis says, but the case will be that you're not, because the offer went over to Eretz Yisrael. You're mal on the Gush in Eretz Yisrael, but you're not in the Avir of Eretz Ha'amim. And if you assume that the Pshat of Tumas Avir is just the fact that you're Avir in Eretz Ha'amim and not mal al Gush, that being mal al Gush is not going to create a problem. If you're in Eretz Ha'amim, the Melu, you're in the Avir. So you're going to be tummy regarding because of that. But if you're now in Eretz in Eretz Yisrael over the Afer, and we go with the side of the Gemara that Avir means Avir Mamish, being in the Avir. So then here, there's no problem. That's what the Mishnah means. That's not Mitami Ba'oel in such a case. But then Tosus, before going on, because he still has to work out the other possibility, Tosus understands what the Mashal is getting at, that there's a pshat that the reason of Tumas Avir is Gufat Mal Al Gush, but Tosus still is quibbling just in terms of the actual Lashna Mishnah. Because the Lashna Mishnah was that what? Eretz Ha'amin. So what are you telling me? He took Afra, moving to Eretz Yisrael. That's not what the words are saying, Eretz Ha'amin. So Tosus tweaks it. Tosus says, I'll tell you another way to read it, that maybe the words are a little bit better. And that is, Yeshloma da'ayri kigon sheish dafel gesher. You have a plank. One end is in Eretz Yisrael. One end is in Chutz La'aretz, which is over the offer of Chutz La'aretz. Under the side, which is in Eretz Yisrael, there are kelim. Those kelim are therefore under the same ohel, right, as something which is covering Eretz Ha'amim. So now the Lashon Eretz Ha'amim can make sense, because you have some aspect here of Eretz Ha'amim that's being mitami ba'ohel in Eretz Yisrael, the kelim that are under the same ohel. And that would be the case that the Chachamim were not going to be gozer ohel. So again, you're not, the kelim are not in the ohel of, they're in an ohel that also is mahel over Eretz Ha'amim. And therefore the words are good, and that would be the pshat again. But all of this is still within the idea that what does it Tumas Avir mean? Tumas Avir being an Avir Mamish. Okay. Then Tosis continues. Tosis says, again, the Tosis goes on and says, Inami, and that's what the words are introducing, Inami, says the Maram Shif, meaning now Tosis is going to the other side of the Gemara Nazir, that the basis for Tumas Avir is not this new idea because you're in the Avir of Chutz La'aretz, but because of the idea of Tumas Meis and you'll go to because of Malal Agush. So Tosis has another possibility, and that is that the Mishnah goes care of Shimon. Shimon holds Kiri Akom and not Mitami Ba'ohel. And therefore, they're not machmer to amim more than what we find by Kivi Akum themselves. Okay, another possibility. Lo echmiru al eretz amim yosem be Kivi Akum atzmim. We will medayik, our Smech had brought from the Gra, that if you have a situation of being directly over the kever, maybe Rav Shimon would agree, Chortosu is mashmer not that way. What does it matter what type of tumas o you're discussing? It doesn't apply to Kivi Akum. The only thing is, as I pointed out before, this is assuming that it's Kivei Yaakov. Tosis had mentioned in Nazir that it might be referring to Kivei Yisrael, Shenaragu, or even if Tosis goes with Meisei Mabul. So the Gemara says in Nida, and maybe in other places too, that Rav Shimon is Modeh, that Kodem Hadibur, they are Mitami Ba'o, so a Kever from before Matan Torah. So you have to assume this Tosis is going, that we're talking about, you know, in fact, we're talking about, like the other Rishonim say, it's Mamish Akum of today. Yeah. And therefore, that's what the Mishnah means. In the case, in terms of Shash, of Tuma, of Akum, that are not Mitami Ba'oel, so that's what it says, only Maga Masanado. Final Teret, second Aryeh. Again, and that would work out, that therefore we could even work in terms of the... if we assume that the Tumas Avir is Mal Al Agush. And the last answer is that we know that there were stages in the evolution of the Gzeira of Tumas Eretz Ha'amim. And Tumas Avir was the last, was a later stage. Didn't it came a second stage, and then it remained the same in terms of Litgos. But there was a stage in interim between Yosi ben Yoev, Yosi ben Yochanan, and what? And Peshana Kodem Korban Abayi. So the Mishnah was formulated, and you have already like that. Lashonos of the Mishnah could have been ancient, and then Rebbe was a redactor. So you could find Lashonos, the first Mishnah in Sachin, right? Holding Shoshim Kod Machag, right? Lefisha Amru, Shtei Shuas B'Marteif, right? Lefisha Amru, there was a Lashon like that, quote unquote, and then the Mishnah that was redacted references the fragment of the Lashon that was already given over, that was written, that was being Nimsar, but Bishnah, and you have Kinnira many times in Mishnais that the original formulation of the Lashonos, so even the Mishnah itself, was composed at a stage that was previous. Rabbi Tam's Chiddush is not so, his Teretz is not so Machudash. He wants to say that this Mishnah was Kod Mishgazu Alavira, and as the Gemara says, that Kod Mekara Gazu Anagiyas Gush Mesulo. And that's what the Mishnah means. But once you have the later stage, then you have, of course, Tumas O as well. These are the various tirutzim that we find here in Tosus Gittin. There's another nekuda that comes from Tosus Nazir that we'll soon come back to. Aryeh, Aaron, and anyone else. Go.
Aaron didn't like your suggestion because he thought...
No need for apologetics. Go. Whatever you think.
Within the Maharam Shift framework of how he sees Tosfos, for the sound that it's of your mamish, like, why do we need to come with any case? Why can't we just push it say that Eimetam ba'ova, because Eimetam ba'ovir, but not ova? Meaning, there's no tomorrow.
No, so I was sort of preempting that, because the point is that Lamaisa, and this is going to be relevant. You're saying it's relevant for when we can soon get to the Mishnah Melech. But Lopashapsa would be like this. Tumas O is a catch-all phrase. You're in the space, as opposed to touching. So you want a matter of semantics, right? The gather of the Tumas Avir, is it Mala Gush? Is it being in the Avir? Because not because of Tuma. Lamaisa, how can the Mishnah say those words? Enamitamba Oel. You are in the space of the Tuma. Of the Aferet Amim, it's telling me halacha. It's misleading. It's not true. There's a tum of avir. So Yorkov tried to be more lumdish about it, and it could be you're right in the end. It could be for the Rambam maybe, and maybe for Rashi. We'll see. Mahalach is not bad. You want to say that, and then you're going to have to know whether you can say that for Malal Gush as well, which is a bigger leap. Parshat said like this. Where we are right now. Malal Gush is mamish tumas olam. The tzad that mishum gusha equals Malal Gush, that's Ohel. The tzad that Tumas Avir means just being in the Avir and you won't be shielded by the Shul Teva Migdal, that is a different concept. It's its new creation called being in the Avir. And the Chacham said, we don't want you being in the Avir. That's why you can't be shielded. That's why there won't be a Tumas Gimel V'Zayin with Hazar that the Gemara goes on to say, right, Tashma, that it's mashed by the Tumas Eretz Amin for all cases we'll have Hazar, Kshishi Shvi, so the Gemara has to say, no, it's going on the other cases, because it's not about Tumas Mes at all. Okay, granted. But to say that there's no Tumas Oel is not correct, because Lemaisa, you are doing what Tumas Oel always expresses in terms of the case, and you tell me you're not Tame. You want to be alarmed, and you say, no, it's not Tumas Oel, it's something that, you're right. Could be. Not necessarily for Tosis right now, but maybe for another Teresintosis, maybe for other Rishonim, but correct. In terms of Malal Gush, though, it's going to take a little more fancy footwork to be able to extend that idea to that. But that's where we're going right now. So you're both right, Nachanami, right? In other words, the Chora right now, the Kasha is valid for everybody. No, Tumas, oh, you're in the Avir. What do you mean? Tumas, oh, yes, what? By definition, you're in the Avir. No, maybe it's a different idea. Okay, we'll get there. Okay, Aaron?
Is the post spring this last answer for both sides of the subject in Hazir?
I think it could work for both. I mean, it's necessary more for the second side that he didn't answer before. So, according to the Maram Shif, I guess, it's all because you accommodated the sheet of, you know, of Mishum Avira, of Avira Mamish, but you haven't accommodated Malal Gush, and then Rabbeinu Tam will work for that. Would it help for the other side? I don't know why it wouldn't. Lemaisa, if it was the second stage. But Tosus is still trying to, you know, he has to say it more for the other side. But you're right, it would actually work for everybody. Yeah. I mean, so would the other answer for that matter. No, the other answer would not work. The other answer is it's Dafka because of Malal Gush. But Bino Tam Lachar will work for everybody. Yeah. Okay, who else? Yes, Avi. No, because then it comes out that the Mishta in Olos would be posted to Shaila the Gemara. Because Tosis had a problem from Mishta in Olos and he gave a Teretz. So that Teretz, if that's the interpretation of the Mishnah, then what's the Gemara raising a question? Look at the Mishnah in Olos and figure out the answer. Okay. Now let's come back to a number of things in Rashi and see what emerges, okay? So there really are a number of diukim that we first read the Rashi before we having seen Tosis, we didn't really have a chance to speak it out as much. But we just give Rashi, what is difficult, what do we need to think more about, what can we perhaps suggest even right now? So if we go through the sugya with the number of points in Rashi, right, from back from the beginning. So first of all, the first thing that we had in Rashi, B'shir Tevo Migdol V'Rebihi, so that we saw Tosis on the top addressed, and we were Miyasha, Tosis, Kasha, and Rashi with the Torah's Gittin, right? Rashi learns that the Gemara seems to be saying that the Braisa is talking about the specific case of Shitev Migdal, which is permitted in Surya and would not be permitted in Eretz Amin. And it's going Kishitas Rebbe, who holds that that would not be permitted in Eretz Amin. And Tosa says, what do you have to make it go Dafkulik Rebbe? The point is the same, that if there's no Tumas Aver, then you could be on a Sus as well. And therefore, Rias of Yehuda could also be the author of this Braisa. And Rashi seems to be locking Yid and Dafka to Rebbe. And it's going to come down to the same reason, but the truth is it goes like everybody. So the answer that we saw, speak it again, from the Taptosis, is that in a chinami, that it goes, it would be true for Rias Bavida as well, that you can go ala sus. But if that were the point of the Braisa, Braisa wouldn't be speaking in such general, broad terms, harotza li kanes betar yikanes, nichnas, which say harotza li kanes be, Bekarim b'sus b'agala, because that's merely nafkamina, because Shinatev Migdal works anyway. That works even in Eretz Amin Mamish, because that would be a valid oath for Reis of Yehuda. And the nafkamina is, you can also go all sus, but that's not what it says in the Brice. The Brice says, Harod Silikos Betara, this is your Eitzah Betara, there's no Eitzah, here there is an Eitzah. In Eretz Amin, there's no Eitzah for you, you're stuck, you're going to be Tame. So that is, of course, Rebbe, because Rebbe holds Shitev Migdal doesn't save you, doesn't shield you, and here you have the way that you can go in the Tahara. So that would be the Vart for Rashi. That's very good and glad to answer Tosus Kasha. That's the first Diuk in Rashi that we spoke at yesterday. What else is there in Rashi? Rashi goes on and continues with the rationale for the Machlokas. And here Rashi assumes Pshat in the Machlokas, which is one of the possibilities raised in the Gemara, on Nazir Nun Hei. Rashi says, what is Pshat in Rebbe? Rebbe mitame, because O Zorik Lo Shmei Oel, so it's because it's in motion, it's not going to be enough of a chatzitza. And then Rashi goes on and says, and therefore, what kind of chatzitza is it not going to do? Chatzitza dekamafzik mehai Oel beino le'avir eretz ha'amin. That's interesting. Because l'chayra, the way that Tosus learned of the sugya, when the Gemara presents that approach to the Machlokes, Rebbe and Yosef Yehuda, so the initial approach of the Gemara was to say the Machlokes is Ketanai. Ketanai means that according to Rebbe, why you mitameh? Because he goes with the side of the Tumas Avira was Avir Mamish. Just being in the Avir doesn't matter. No Sheikhas to the Tumah below. No Sheikhas to Tumah, just not to go out to Eretz Amin. That's why it doesn't matter that you have a valid Ohel. And this Yehuda says that it's Mishum Gusha, that the Tumas Avir was because you're Malal Gush, and therefore. I'm sorry, the other way. Is it the. No. Which way is it? According to the first Ketanai, the Gemara? Yeah, so, yeah, good. You're somehow good, and you have a valid, both agree, in other words, both agree that Shitev Migdal Ozarek is an Ohel, right? Right. So Machlokes is in the two sides of the Shaila. Yosef Bevuda holds that the reason for the Tumas Avi was Malal Gush, Mishum Gusha, and I have a good Ohel. And Rabbi says, it's a good Ohel in general if the issue had to do with Chatzitza from the Gush, you have a good Ohel, but the Maisa, you're in the Avi. That's what the Gemara initially said. Then the Gemara says, let's try another possibility. Olam, everybody holds, it's Mishum Gusha. But the Shaila is, do we have a valid Chatzitza or not? According to Yehuda, I have a valid Chatzitza, Ozar Shmei Olam. According to Rabbi, Ozar Go Shmei Olam, therefore, you have no Chatzitza between you and the what? And the Gush. So now we're going, that both agree Mishum Gusha, which Tosis, plugging that into Tosis, and the Gemara, that means that it's because of Malal Gush. So with the Chatzitza, we're discussing between you and the ground. So the Diyuk in this, I'm not going to answer. I'm just going to leave it as a question. If Yeshua is Mayrach on this, because it doesn't work out in Cheshem with Tosfos in Nazir. But I want you to notice the problem. This is something to work on, okay? Rashi says, it obviously points in a direction that Rashi did not learn the Sugya the way that we've been learning it. Rashi says that Rebbe Shita is the Ozar Lo Shmei Oel. Rashi is grabbing onto the second suggestion of the Gemara in the Machlokas. And the Gemara says it within the idea that both agree Mishum what? Mishum Gusha. And Rashi says that therefore Chatzitza Dukam Mavzik Hay Oel Beino La'aveh Eretzam Lav Chatzitza. Those words, don't, the way we've been learning in Tosis, the Mahalach of Tosis in Nazir and elsewhere, doesn't add up. Because, to the contrary, if you're talking about Aver Tz'anim, then it could be a perfect Oel, and it's still a problem. That was the first approach of the Gemara. And if you want to say the problem lies in Ozar Gashmi Oel, then the issue is you don't have a chetzitza between you and the ground. Something in this Rashi would obviously point in a direction. The Rashi had a different take on the Gemara. This, you can maybe look at the Mefarish over there. It's not Rashi, and Mefarish and Nazir, that seems to learn differently in the Gemara. And then you have to maybe see what to do to come back for Rashi. But this is beyond us right now. But the Diuk should be clear. The difficulty in reading the words of Rashi, L'chora, is not the same Mahalach as what we've been developing from Tosis. You'll also notice, it's not just that he learned differently in the Gemara. You see that the premises that emerge from Tosis are not accepted by Rashi. Because Rashi would be suggesting, conceptually, that you can have a valid OL that's chotzis between you and what? Between you and the Avir. That's again, that Tosis took the Pashut, and we saw the Maram yesterday inside, black on white, that the point is, if it's Nishum Avir, if the issue is Avir, then, and the Maram should have said it, there's no way you cannot have breathed some Avir of Eretz Am just because you're totally enclosed. You can't create a bubble that separates you from the Avir. It can separate you from the soil below. And Rashi is suggesting conceptually not that way, that you can have, had it been a valid Oel, which with Yosef Yehuda will hold, then you have a valid Chatzis between you and the Avir. So this remains something to be to work on. Yes?
Wouldn't it be a problem for Rashi, even not taking into account Tosos, just within the Pashas of the Gemara itself in Nazir, so to say, on the Shibusha? So how could Rashi say, it's a Oel Avir?
So Mishum Gusha has to mean something different than we've been saying. You're right. In other words, it's not what it seems. The Peshat and the Gemara has to be interpreted differently.
How could Mishum Gusha be Mishum Gusha?
You mean because the Gemara mentions Osarik in connection to everyone holds Mishum Gusha. That's what the Gemara says. My love, and so on. The Gemara says, look, the Kuli Alma Mishum Gusha, Ma Sava Ozok Shmeo. So Rashi, this is a Pnei Yeshua here, Barichas Gadol. I didn't even get a chance to go through it. Barichas, no, he's mamish asking these questions, Pnei Yeshua. You look at the Gemara says, look, when the Gemara brings in Ozarik as the Machokis, Ma Sava Ozok Shmeo El, Ma Sava Lo Shmeo El, and that's Mishum Gusha. And Rashi is using Ozarik, water to work, to be. Now, there is another thought, I'm not going to fully develop it. But the Gemara has other possible answers. And the Gemara discusses maybe the issue has to do with Shia Teva Migdal being a Milsa to go Shchicha. Again, I don't know if this could or couldn't help for Rashi, but you have to know, what was Rashi thinking in connecting the Machokas to Ozaruk and yet looking at it as a potential Chatzitza between you and the Avid? That's the issue that's still believing as a question. Yeah, here, just make it stronger. What else could we at least address in Rashi? So then again, then Rashi goes on and says, "But in Surya, Ashmin Haitana, the Surya, the Dafil Rabbi Lo Kabetani Abed Sa'amin." Fine. Look at the next Rashi. This is now. This already we have what to say. The next Rashi, because this is going to relate to the third Tosis. Rashi says, "The Gazru Al Gusha." Now it says in the Gemara that why did Rabbi agree in Surya? Because only in Eretz Ha'amim the Gazru what Al Gusha VeAl Avira. Right, that's the Rashna Gemara. The Gazru Al Gusha VeAl Avira. Yeah? Now listen very carefully to the next two Rashis. The Gazru Al Gusha, Zok Rashi, read carefully the words. Maga Umasa. Two more words. Velo Ohel. Kigonim Hel Olav. Kidamim Perk Bez Da'olos. Rashi is not hiding from our quest, from the Mishnah. He's full disclosure quoting the Mishnah Olos when the Gemara uses the word the Gazru Al Gusha. And the Gemara has right after that two more words. In Eretz Amidu goes Agusha, and what else? Valavira. So Rashi Shei Nichnas Lavira Tamei Lafilo Nagavu Hisri Gusha. So Rashi Mamish, one deeper after the other, is completely unconcerned by what seems to be the most obvious question on the sugya that Tosis raises here and elsewhere. That Hayitachin, how can you say Gazu Lavira in the same sentence as the Mishnah Olos that Lo Gazu Oel? And Rashi is told of Esalamta. Rashi puts it all out. Gazra Gusha, like it says in Olus, Mago Masa, not Oel, that's called Gazra Gusha. The Alavira, Rashi continues, Shehanichas Lavira Tame. So what do we do with these two Rashis, one after the other? We have four answers we saw in our Tosis to try to work it out. And Rashi is just like, matter of fact, telling me, like one after the other, that what? The Gush Ragusa means the Mishnah Nalos. He goes right to the source. Mishnah Nalos, Gush Ragusa, Mago Masa, Velo Oel. That's the Mishnah. That's the Mishnah Nalos. That Tosis has to struggle. Remir Olinus has to struggle with it. All kinds of gymnastics to figure it out. The offer for Chutzlar is going to have to smell a strange case of a Daf Gesher or Kivrei Akum or what? What's going on here? Rashi just simply quotes that Mishnah, and then the Gemara goes on. But Alavira is in Nichlas Gavir. What is the Pshat? Sweating? This is Bamish? What? Go back to Rashi. Okay, so I think there's a simple way to answer it and more lumbish way to answer it. A simple way to address it, Imam Shif says this. Let's try to see if there's an answer that Tosfos gives that Rashi could embrace and could fit the lashon of Rashi. Okay, to talk about Afar Chutzlars in Eretz Yisrael, I don't think that goes in Rashi, right? To talk about a plank, okay, again, don't. Kivrei Akum, maybe being a little bit too much in Rashi. But what maybe could be suggested? Maybe the pshat of Rashi could be in line with who? With Rabbeinu Tam. And now we just have to explain it. In other words, the Mishnah, Rashi's talking, remember, there were stages. So Gazru Al-Gusha, ultimately there was a Gzeira Navira, and that didn't extend to Surya. But meanwhile, Gazru al-Gusha was the stage that initially was decreed on Mago Masa, which did not include Ohel. That was the stage of Yosef ben Ezra, Yosef ben Yochanan. So on that, and that conforms with the Mishnah in Olos. So Rashi says, Gazru al-Gusha, that was the stage one, that Gazru al-Wat, a Mago Masa below Ohel, that's stage one. And then Valavira is stage two, Shein Nichnas Valavira Tame. And that didn't go over to Surya. Not bad. No? Not bad. Maram Shif. That's what he wants to say. That could be for Rashi. So Rashi is saying below all, because the Mishnah in the Chanami, at the time of the Mishnah, there was no Tumas Abbas, there was no Tumas O. Natan, want to say something?
Doesn't Tosfos earlier bring the fact that there's that Gush and Avir mean different things in the Gemara Nazir and the Gemara here? So why can't we answer the same way that Tosfos says that? And not, maybe when Rashi brings Ohel Zarek, he's referring to...
You're talking about you're going back to the Aradiyak and Rashi, or the one they're doing now?
What?
Ohel Zarek, that was the earlier Rashi. You want to go back to
right,
that?
I'm saying maybe that Rashi was the way Tosfos explains, not Tosfos we're currently talking about, the previous Tosfos. That is mechalic between the way we explain
right.
And Nazir and the way we explain here. So maybe when Rashi quotes, when Rashi talks about Ohel Zarek, he's talking about the way we explain the Gemara Nazir, which is that Gush means Mahil and then Avir means Avir Mamish. But when Rashi's bringing the next Rashi about Gazar al Gush, he's talking, the way Tosfos explains that the Argamari here is just that Gush just means Magul Masa and that Avir is coming.
But how are you answering the two Rashi's that we're talking about right now? Rashi says Maga Masa Blo Ohel, and a minute later Rashi brings in the Avira Nichnas Avira Tame. So how can you say there's no Ohel? You tell me Gush Avira as well. How?
Just the Kosos says that Gush and Avira mean different things in the Gemara Nazir and the Gemara here. So if maybe when Rashi talks about Ohel Zarek, he's talking about Gemara
and Nazir. Rashi does Ohel Zarek right now. That's the earlier Rashi, Rabbi Mitame. Now we're talking about the words Gazru al-Gusha v'alavir and Eretz Amin. We're not talking about Ohel Zarek. Just stop. Gazru al-Gusha, Rashi says, v'lo Ohel. And then v'alavira, that there goes in a vishi, nichas avir tamen. I just want to know how to read those two Rashis together. The other Rashi, the Ohel Zarek, was our other problem, that the Rashi is mashma, that there's a chatzitza that could have worked potentially had it been Ohel Zarek Shmei Ohel to be mafsik to you and the avir. That certainly is a problem. I'm asking now, I'm leaving that. I want to know the other two Rashis there. The Rashi says the Mishnah Olos, Rashi quotes as a source that they were not gozer on Ohel, and yet the Gemara says Alavira. Rashi continues to explain what Avira means. And Tosfos was very much bothered by that. How do you square those two things together? That you're not answering. You need to come back to it. So the Maram Shif, we can live with it, right? It's good. We can sleep tonight, right? We have the Rav Shiv's answer. Rashi means the time of the Mishnah was not yet a gzeira of Ohel, and then later on it came. But now maybe we'll go the route of what Aryeh was coming before that, and we'll see where it comes from. Chayra, there's a whole other way to look at a lot of this. When we talk about the words Tumas Ohel, Tumas Avir, we really, and we already saw the opening for this. It could very well be that Rashi is very precise in his language, and it's not a stira whatsoever. We could look at the whole kash of Tosis and simply turn it on its head and say, it's not a kash. Tosis has all these different ukimtas, but really, it's a very different formulation. We're not using the word Tumas Ohel for a reason. And it'll be nafkaminis. Before we go on, Berg, no, I'm going to have your question. Yeah.
The lesson is Rashi's second Rashi. He's not saying, "Oh, but if you're ma'ahil, so then nichnas."
This is where you go. So good. Let's even take the words themselves. Okay. The lesson of Rashi, and this is what Mishnah Melch answers. He doesn't call Mishnah the Ram Shif. I don't know if he could have, but he's omit on the lesson of Rashi too. Rashi says the lesson avira hanichnas la'avira tan. You have to be nichnas. So let me give you a little bit outside, then we'll see inside. Tumas Ohel would also apply if you stick part of you inside. You don't have to be nichnas. Avira is hey nichnas la'aviratam. So it's a different gather. It's not a coincidence that we have not used the word Tumas Ohel with regard to Eretz Ha'anu. Even if we talk about the Tumah being a Tumas Avir, and we talk about the later stage, and even if this is where we're going to get even more precise, even you want to go the route of Al Gush, Mishum Gusha, which is what Tosa says means Mal Al Gush, it's still going to be fitting into a different box. It's going to overlap in some ways with the practical case, but it's not the same yisod of what is happening here. It's not Tumas Ohel. Look at the Mishnah Lamelech's paragraph that I gave you. This is very long, of course, the whole Darichos and Perek Yedaleh. We go through a lot of things in our sugyas, so it's a nazir, but I want to look at that paragraph with you that begins the Da Shebechol Makom Shehuska. Okay, that's the paragraph. You can take that paragraph on page Lamed Gimel in the Da Pei Frankel, right? The Da. Shebechol Makom. See it, everybody? You should have it. Yeah? Ashtikul Mishnah Lamelech. The Da Shebechol Makom Shehuskar Tumas Eretz Ha'amim. Whenever we find mention of Eretz Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, Lo huskar ki imaga umasa ve'avir. Those are the three words that keep coming up. Maga, masa, avir. Avo, oh hello, nuskar. Anyone who's holding a tyrus knows always found a lot when it comes to Tumas Mace. Not by other Tumas, but by Tumas Mace, always a very big part of the halachas of Tumas Mace. Ala parsha schukas. Tumas Eretz Ha'amim clearly seems to have some shaykhs to Tumas Meis, but you never find the Lashon of Tumas Ohel over there. The Yesh Redaktik, now he comes right out and asks, Lama Shinu Es Shemo V'amru Avid B'makom Ohel B'Tumas Eretz Ha'amim. Why are we using a different word? Why not say Tumas Ohel? We're avoiding the most obvious way to discuss what we're discussing going into the space of the Eretz Ha'amim. So call it Tumas Ohel. Why are you saying Tumas Avir? V'nireh da'atamhu v'shekol Tumas Ohel sheba'olam. All the time we find Tumas Ohel, kevan she'ehil yado o echad me'evarav ala Tumah. In other words, you stick your hand over the Tumah of the Kizayis Ben Ameis or whatever else, o echad me'evarav nitma. You are ma'ala l'tuma because your hand is over the tuma. Avo be'eretz ha'amim, if you are standing there at Yisrael, you stick your hand over the afar eretz ha'amim, and you say, avir is mitame, that's not going to make you tameh. Ayumahil eretz ha'amim? No. It's not tumas ohel. Lo nitma el im ken hichnis rosho v'rubo eretz ha'amim. And he gets it first of all from the Lashon HaRambam. U'kemashkasav Rabbeinu. And where do you see in the Lashon HaRambam? You see more in the Rambam about this as well. But the Rambam talks about Lashon HaRambam. Let's look at it. Eretz ha'amim b'tchilo gazru al gusha b'ovad v'lo yumetamim el ha'mahalech onogea onosi ba'afara. Chazru v'gazru, second line in Halacha Aleph, alavira, sheyitamei, afal pishelo nara v'lo nasa, ela, kevan shewat, shehichnis rosho v'rubo, l'avir eretz amnit. Very precise in Lashon HaRambam. Not your mile. You have to enter you and most of you into eretz am. That's when the tumah kicks in. That's how the Ram defines tumas avir. Back to the Mishnah Lamelech. That's the Lashon HaRambam. The Imkain, that's my answer. Ro mikri tumas oel, ela tumas avir. De gozu chachamim, shem nichnas l'avir eretz ha'amim de nitma. Now, it gets more interesting. Because remember, what do we know about Tosfos Pshat and the Gemara Nazir? There's two ways to understand tumas avir. That's what the Shaila of the Gemara is. Is it Mishum Gusha, Mishum Avira? Namely, is the Tumas Avir an expression of Malal Gush, or is it an expression of this being in the Avir by Nafkamina? Tosfos says Nafkamina would be if you need Azashki Shushvi. That's the Migamar you see, and the Migmei Nafkamina from the Ketanoi later is, do you have the opportunity to shield yourself if you have a proper oath to be Chotzeitz? If it's Mishum Gusha, then you can have a Chatzitza, if it's Mishum Avir, not. Where does this Yisrael de Lishna Melch fit within that? So you could have said, no, if it's Mishum Avira Mamish, no Shaykh is the Tumma, then yes, he's right. It's not about Oel. Rosh HaVerubo. But if it's Malal Gush, so maybe it should follow the normal protocols of Tumas Oel, maybe even Nichnis Yado on. But it's not true. He's going to say, Bain, the Tzad of the Gemara, of Avir, just being in the Avir, even if there's a Chatzitza. Bein Lufi, that Tzad, that's Malal Gush, it's all going to still require that it's Nichnas Rosh HaVerubo. So it's never Mishum Ohel. It always has a separate type of protocol of the idea of the Nichnas Eretz HaAmim. That's what he says as follows. Mi lo gazru. Now, it's according to Manda Amar Malal Gush. What was the Nafkamina that would be the saving grace? You could have a what? A Chatzitza. So you could say that you are nechnas, but if you're chotzeitz, you're not tameh. But you still need to be nechnas. That's a prerequisite. It's not ma'alon. You have to be nechnas, and then we can talk about where chatzitza works or doesn't work. Mishum gusha means chatzitza will work. Mishum avira of the Gemara means machitza. But either way, what's the prerequisite? Nechnas. So it's not tumas ohel. It still has this other. See, even a few comparisons, a few mishalim to this in other areas of Tyre in a second. But for now, just focus on Eretz Ha'amim. I think we have at least one or two other dugmos for this idea that it sounds like tumas ohel, but it's not really. It's a different mahalach. So he says as follows: Mil lo gazru kiim ba'avir gusha avim. That's cool. You're in the avir. Without it, because there's no hefsik. Avam haya dava mafsik ben oben agush, for who shiye dava chotzes of the atuma, as long as it's something that's chotzes, the nitma shem rosh of the rubo, lo nitma, af shiye shem avir, mishem avir sheeno shel gush, hu baya de lo yeshita ben nazir. That's the shout of the Gemara. Avir, that's not of the gush. In other words, if you have a hefsik, then it's not the avir of the gush. So then it's not the time that you're not talking by nitma shem rosh of the rubo. That's the shayv, or no, even an avir sheino shel gush. But either way, it has to be a gedra of nechnas rosh haveruva. And mit rabbanan we go kula because it's a loy de leivshita. Avo ba'avir gusha gazru, if it's avir of the gush, no, it's no chatzitza, then there goes it. But what is the gedra of the gzera? Ve'eino nikra tumas oel ki im tumas avir. Now, where does he see it, Rabbosai? Where does he go? who does he find a mucker to this idea from? Where does he find it? Lo and behold, he finds it in what we just read a few minutes ago. This is Rashi Gittin Daf Ches Amid Beis Zechein Kasav Rashi Per Kama De Gittin De Gazu Agusha, and he's quoting Mamish the Rashi, the first Rashi that we read. Gazu Agusha Maga Umasa Velo Oel Kigonim Helo Kidamin Pek Beis De Olos. One Rashi V'Yala Vira Sheyehe Nechnas La Vira Tomei Efilo Naga Velo Hisvis Gusha Ad Kan Dvarav. What did Rashi do B'Lishono Hazav? He was Miyashiv, who's Kasha? This is Kasha. Ubechlau Dvarav Tirates Hakusha Shehikshu Hatoisvis Mehida Olus. What Rashi did was he was able deftly to avoid that question. Yes, the Mishnah says in Olus there's no Tumas Oel. And yes, there's a Tumas Avir, and there's no contradiction. The La'olam Leika Tumas Oel Be'eretz Ha'avir. That remains. Not that Maram Shishat that he meant at an earlier stage. Second Bensi, finish. The Olam Leka Tumas Oel Be'eretz Ha'avir Ukepash the Maskis in the Olus. What was the Gzeirah? The Gzeirah of Oel. V'lo Gazru Ki Im Avir Adahainu Ha'nichnas. Not only that, not only is it Rashi, Rabosai, not only is it Rashi, you know who else basically said this? Tosis. Where? Not in Gittin. Where? In Nazir. Take a peek in Tosis in Nazir, if you didn't already. Tosis also discusses the question of the Rimi or Linus. In the second half of the Tosas, Dibra Maska Eretz Ha'amin, right, part one we read already inside, the two sides of the Shaila. And then part two of the Tosas, right, about halfway through. And here you have the Kasha, Bayas, it's a new Dibra Maska. There it's all connected. That's why we read everything together. The Hiksha, Harav Yaakov Mirolainis, the Tnan Perkam de Olus, and he quotes the Mishnah Vloba Oel, Eretz Ha'amin. When there's no hefsik for sure, there's a Tumas Oel. So Tosus asked that same question. Tosus comes with a series of answers. Notice the overlap and notice something standing out different. The tirates, this is the answer of Rimi or Linus. That was what Tosus said first by us. Tosus here quibbled with it, the Lashon. Rabbeinu Tam Omer. This is also what we found by us. The Nishneis called them Gzeira Achrona, the Shabbos, the Amasam, the Kara Gazlo Gazlo Avira, the Lokum. Now comes something new. The Ode Shlomar, the Enamitame, Achi Kaneis Sham, Rosh Oberubo, Kidimash Bishli Sugya, like it's Mashma later in the Sugya here, Nazir, the Lokishimachnis Yadol Levad. The eagle b'olameis mitame afilu b'ichnis yado. So the Ode Shlomar of Tosfos. Tosfos speaks about it as a nafka mina. Ram Shiv is making it to a lumbus. Tosfos basically gave the answer. You notice, Mamish, that was the case. That it's it does. It, what does it mean mitame b'ol? Meaning to say, because mitame b'ol would even mean ichnis yado levad would be already tumas yomaya with your hand. Tumas eretz am is nichnas. So Tosis makes it about the fact. The Mishnah Melech is saying that's the vart. It's not Tumas Oel. Mamish Ben says, I see you. He just finished the last word of the Mishnah Melech. He got all excited with the Tosis and Nazir. He says, why didn't Tosis quote who? Rashi. Who said this? Rashi and Gittin. We come back now to the Mishnah Melech. See, he says, what I just told you is Rashi, but who else is it? It's Tosis and Nazir. Ukvar huskar tirut zeh. Again, the Tosis mean it in the same lumbus way. I don't know. Tosis quote as a nafkamina. But Lamaisa, it would really lend itself to this understanding. B'Tosis perkamed the Shabbos. Ah, he quoted that also. You can look there. Okay, you take a look. He gives that also that nafkamina. Ube perk zayin de Nazir. Ah, lo yadati. Lo mahu hiskir. Would it be Rashi? Ube perik out of the git in his hikshu kushazu, the law is kibbutz. Did we Rashi call? There's one little hurdle he has to get over. It happens to be a Lashon Rashi. He had all the Shas in front of him, Kishulchan Ha'aruch. There's a Lashon Rashi in Erevin that mentions Eretz Ha'amim, and Rashi uses the words Netama Be'ohel. Okay, don't worry about it. Lav Dafka. Come on, here, like it. Okay. Rashi just used the word. Okay. Okay. Basically, he's sure of himself. This is what it is. Vince, yes. The what?
By the gush also, none of this come in mace. So the whole thing is made up. So why can't you just say that it's all coming from the avira is coming from the gush?
It's
never come from a real suffix.
Gusha, mamish, maga, gusha is. Rashi and Shabbos, we saw on day one, on Sunday. Rashi says in the first and Shabbos, you died on the days. What was the basis of Tumas Eretz Ha'amim? Rashi said. Remember the lesson of Rashi? What was Rashi's lesson? Eretz Ha'amim, Mishum Safik, Kvaras, Shalahed. The Nachrim Matan, Magal, Masa, Va'ola Rabbanan. Rashi, yeah, that's right. Va'ola Rabbanan, Rav Shimon, Ami, Damar, right? Okay, Mas, Magal, Masa. Rashi talks about the Inyan of, yeah, Tumah. Rashi does mention all there, and also true. But that's the base Tumah. That's the Tumah of Gusha. That's the first stage. That's the Yosef Ben Yoezer stage. Rashi talks about it. Of course it has to do with Tumah. Now, the Shaila is, when you get to the level of Tumah, of Gazua Avira, that's where Tosis Nazir introduces another point of Shiloh Yikanes. And again, just to reiterate, we did a few times here, what's the Pshat in Surya not having that Xera? So you have to know. If it's based on the reason that you want to discourage people going to Surya, apparently that much they didn't want to discourage. Even though it's after Tameh, and even though an Eved being thrown there is going to Yatzel L'Cheirus, and a Ged being brought from Surya would be called Lo Shchichi and Lo Gemiri, and you have to say Fanai. But Mitzad, the Inyan of, there is Yishev Eretz Yisrael there, right, as the next card of it. So that gives you the saving grace for Surya that they didn't want to give it that Gzeira of Avira. Okay? That would be, if you were an Avira, in terms of Shelo Yetze. If you just say Avira Mitam Malal Gush, again, but apparently you still see that they want to give it a little more status. They don't want to go that far. But what he's saying is it still has to go through a different mahalach. It's not going to fit exactly with the paradigm of Tumas Ohel. It's Nechnas Rosh Beruba. So what are you saying?
Meaning that if the whole Zera is based on Tumim Meis, but it's not working. We said before that it can't actually be that it's actually from an actual suffix. And it's based on that, and the whole time we're not referring to it as
I mean, look, the element of Tumas Gusha does seem to be connected to Tumas Meis. The element of Avira may or may not. If it's Malal Gush, maybe it is a little bit with that. That's what we thought. But yet, it still doesn't extend to Surya. If it's just this new idea of Avira that Tosis presents, then it's just Shelo Yetzei L'Chutz La'aretz. Okay? But that's why Tosis says Nafkamina of whether Chatzitza works and also whether there'll be a Tumah of Gimel V'Zayin. By the way, just mention one more thing, because the Rambam, we can't go through and say all the Rambams, you can look at it, but the Rambam has another kula with regard to Avira. Take a look in the Rambam, Halacha Beis, not just a second, look at the Rambam, Halacha Beis. Tumas Avir Eretz Ha'amim, and this Tumas Avir. Now, Rabbos say, Tumas Oel would typically require, the same way you require for Magda, what do you require? Tumah of how many days? 7 days to Masneis, right? And Hazar a Paraduma, Gimel V'Zayin. The Rambam says, look at this. Tumas Avi Eretz Ha'amin, Lo Osu Oso Ki Tumas Afra, El Kali Himimena. Number one, Shall Tumas Afra Surf in Tumah V'Kachim? That we know from the Gemara in Shabbos, but Rambam goes on. V'amistame B'Gusha Tamei Tumas Shiva V'Tzach Hazar Yishri Shiu Shvi. Ava Mistame B'Avira In Tzach Hazar Yishri Shiu Shvi El Tfil V'Erev Shemesh. Now, that's true if you hold that, again, if you hold that it's a total union of Tumas Avira, the no Sheikh is to the Tumah, but you have to know why the Ram hold about that. Why is the Ram hold about Shiri Tevel Migdol? You have to look at the later Rambams. The Rambam says that Shiri Tevel Migdol doesn't work because it's Enokori Ohel. Again, I'm leaving this as a kasha. Rav Chaim has a comment on this. Just notice in Halacha Hey, the Ram says that Hanichas Eretzam Shiri Tevel Migdol Aporkan Ba'avir Tamei Ozark Enokori Ohel. If the Rama holds Tumas Avira, then what do you have to call the problem because Ozark is not an oil. Just say, you're an Av, you're finished. The Rambam seems to still connect it. We had a little bit of this maybe with Rashi, a similar type of a diuk. The Gemara seems to say that you need a command to Ozark being an O for Rebbe if you old Mitshum Wat Mitshum Gusa. The Rambam, how is the Rambam? That's the question. How does, I'll give you his homework. How does the Rambam Paskin on the subject of the Gemara, and how do you learn the subject of the Gemara? If you learned the suffix Mishum Gusha, then I understand why El Zarek is relevant. But then how come the Rambam says you don't need Hazar, Shkishish, you only need one day, Tumah? If you're Malal Agush, Tosus Pshat does not going to fit, because if it's Malal Agush, that was what Tosus said. Malal Agush requires how many days, Tumah? If you're Malal, if it's Mishum Malal Agush, how many days? Seven days and Hazar. If it's Mishum Avira, then maybe that's what the Gemara seems to be saying. You don't need Hazal Gimel V'Zayin. The Rambam says you don't need Hazal Gimel V'Zayin. So it would say he holds it Mishum Avira, not Mishum Al Agush, right? The others, but the Rambam says it's because Ozark not being Shmei Oel. Okay. So then you don't need, even if it is Shmei Oel. These are some questions in the Rambam to think about. I want to show you two examples in Hilchos Tyrus that maybe could just help us notice that what we're saying here is not completely off the beaten track. The Mishnah Melech is worth relying on anyway, but Lamaisa, we have at least two other examples. I'm not saying it's mamish the same exact yeah there, but the idea that you can have something which is specifically similar in some respects to Tumas Oel, but it's not called Tumas Oel, and it'll be Nafgaminas. So we have now Tumas Eretz Ha'amim. Nichnas Rosho Berubo. Not being Maya with your Yad, but Nichnas Rosho Berubo. Tumas Avir. It's not Tumas Oel. This is the answer that Rashi would be giving, according to Mishnah Lamelech. And that mitosis in Avir, the one answer as well, and in Shabbos. What's another example of somebody who's Metame by going into the space of a source of Tumah? Who can think? We're going to say Vayikra now, no? So a few weeks after Pesach, no? What's an example of one of the Avos HaTumos that's Mitame when he enters into a house? Saras. Tumas Saras. Mitzora. So there's also Tumah of the Bayis, but there's also Tumah of Mitzora. The first parak in Kalim go through a hierarchy of Avos HaTumos. When it uses, the expression it uses by Mitzora is not Ohel. It goes Lamala, Milamala, each one goes higher and higher. So at the end it goes Chama Mikulam Hames. That's the highest of the Avos HaTumos hierarchy. That's the Mishnah Dalit. Shehu Metami Ba'Ohel. We don't find Tumas Ohel by anything except for Tumas Mes. Right, Nevela is Metami B'Mago V'Masa. Sheretz is Metame How Be, only Be, Maga. Nevela B'Mago V'Masa. And then different things. Then you have Tumas Meis is also Metame Be'Ohel. Masha En Kula Metame. That's the end of Mishnah Dali. Earlier on, not quite as far as Tumas Meis, you have Mitzora. Lamal Min Azav, Zava, Shu Metame Zbala. Lamal Min Azava, Mitzora. Shu mitame bibia. Bia means entering. Entering. Shu mitame bibia. Lashon Bartanuri here, I read you. Kishaba el habayis. A mitzora is a source of tumah, enters into a house. Tame koma shebabayis api shelo naga. The mitzora doesn't have to touch the utensils. The utensils are under the same roof as the mitzora. The Mitzora entered the house, Rabosai. The Mitzora is outside the house and he sticks his hand into the house. Does everything become Tamei? No. It's not Tumas Oha. What is it? He's Bo El Habayis, Rosho Verubo. The Lashon HaRambam, Tumas Saras. Perek Tezayin. Bayis HaMenuga. Tohar Shenichnas, he talks about the had it before Shira. Okay, can't find exactly Lashon. It's in Perek Design. You'll see it. It's clear. It has to be Bar Rosh of Ruba into the Bayis HaMenuga. That's one example. Another example is in terms of Avodah Zarah, Bayis Avodah Zarah. Tumas Avodah Zarah is Midibrei Sofrin. And the Rambam also has this idea of a person who's Machnis Rosh, so it's Mitameh. Here the house is Mitameh. HaMachnis Rosho Verubo Lebeis Avodah Zarah Nitma Kinogeya. It's as if you'd be Nogeya Avodah Zarah. If you stick your hand into the Beis Avodah Zarah, you're not Tameh. But only HaMachnis Rosho Verubo. So this is another halacha in Tazayin. If you're you go into a Bayis HaMenuga, the Bayis is Tameh. So you go in, not in a normal way, you're Tohar, Derech Bia Tamea Torah. What do we see? We see that there's ideas of being in the space of a source of Tumah, be it the Mitzora, being the source of Tumah, be it the Bayis, be it the Beis Avodah Zarah. But it's not Tumas Ohel. It has a different word, a different name, Tumas Bia. And therefore you have to be Barosh HaBerubo, you have to go in a certain way, Derech, not Derech HaChorav. This is not the same thing. There's a lot of overlap, obviously. It's as if you're being, but it's not the same halacha. So this is what we're saying here as well with Mishnah Lamelech. Tumas Eretz Ha'amin is never referred to as Tumas Oel. It's a Tumas Avir. Even if you hold on, like the side of the Gemara of Mishum Gusha. Again, this is what he wants to say, is Pshat and Rashi, the answer to Tosis Kasha from the Mishnah Olos, and maybe Tosis, what Teretz and Tosis in Azir and in Shabbos. Again, it's another way to think about the Inyanim, and obviously there's many more things to think about, and you know already what the those loose ends are. Yes, Aryeh, yes.
So far we're not getting the Teretz for how Rashi would have, because in Shabbos that he says, oh, I'm not.
So look, you have the Rashi in Erev, and also use the Rashi in Oel. Sometimes the words are used, Lavdafka, that's what you have to say.
Wasn't that exactly what was bothering the Mishnah, but the word Oel was not
used? Yeah, but in the Gemara. Okay, tomorrow, Mirth Hashem, we'll continue with the Nyanim of Mir Le'akum, and we'll see where we'll go from there. Okay.